It was almost like a bad dream. Yet looking back at it, and that's when I was talking to you about journaling. I journaled all through that time. I could see the hand of God in every single situation, in every single circumstance. From when we were building we had to move out of one building into another, and electrical work needed to be done. And a transient guy came walking up. Half of his glasses were hanging off of his face because his thing was broke. And he asked if he could get some money for a hamburger. And one of the guys, we were working, and he asked if he could get some money for a hamburger and do some work around the business for it. And this guy looked pretty scroungy. And the guy said, "No, I don't think so, but I'll buy you a hamburger." And he said, "Well, it looks like you're doing some electrical work around here. I'm an electrician." And inside you're thinking, "Oh yeah, sure, you're an electrician." And so the guy started talking more and more, and he goes, "You know, I could get all this done for you." And one of the guys that was in helping us knew some about electrical work, and he goes, "This guy sounds like he knows what he's talking about." So we took him home, we got him something to eat, gave him some of Chris's clothes, ended up taking him and getting his glasses fixed for him, and heard his story. His story was his daughter had just gotten killed. He had lost another daughter a year before, and his wife could not handle it. Kicked him out of the house, blamed him because I think part of one of his daughters dying was in a car accident and he was driving. Totally destroyed him. He couldn't live with himself, and he went out on the streets. And it was this guy that was totally messed up.